Sweet spot, daddy.
Daddy, sweet spot, daddy.
Daddy, sweet spot, daddy.
Daddy, sweet spot, daddy.
Daddy, sweet spot, daddy.
Nah, that's too dangerously funny, lady. That's
I'm falling in this world, by myself, longing.
Are we on?
For change.
Are we on?
We're on.
Welcome to our Oscars special.
Big Oscar bumper edition.
Bumper edition. We're gonna all go through the tricks and skirmishes of the night.
Real recap.
So let's go through. What was your favorite moment, Edo?
Red carpool arrival.
Me too.
I like that. Me too,
yeah. I liked all the clothes at the red carpet.
Yep.
I watched all them walk along.
Yeah.
And then the ceremony started and the pageantry.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you reckon was best dressed?
Oh, Mr. Tim.
Yeah, Mr. Tim was very good.
I thought Mr. Tim was great. I thought Boy Wonder was really good too. And the ladies.
Yeah, the ladies.
The ladies look great. They always do.
It's a night for the ladies.
It is,
you know.
Ladies' night.
It's ladies' night every night at Oscar night. Were you upset that Green Book won?
I don't know what that is, so it's hard to be upset. If I'm being honest, I loved The Favourite.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I did was too. The movie, but that apparently that's got problems. Someone said to me, it's a shame that three women had to fight each other.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So there's always a problem.
Which is just drama, really.
It's just drama.
Yeah, it would have been a better movie if instead it was, you know, just three women saying, hey, you're cool. Hey, you're cool as well.
That would have been a sick film.
Yeah.
Coming up, Three Women Get Along.
Starring Meryl Streep. You're cool.
Mummy.
Yes?
Why was I born so big?
It was just a big man.
And why was I born so round?
It was different times. We were different people.
Mummy?
Yes?
Can you tell me the truth? Am I a big egg?
Yes.
This can happen to you. Have a conversation about your big egg today.
Welcome to the Grub book release. As everybody knows, I'm an avid reader. Is really enjoying novels. This week on the book review session, I'm reviewing Cloud Atlas by David Mitchell. Cloud Atlas is a clown car. Clown after clown keeps popping out of this one car, and each one has a different trick. Some tricks are shiny, but in the end, it's still tricks. There are six stories in Cloud Atlas, juggled together. The stories related? No, not really. They are matching birthmark. They have with birthmarks. And then you go from one story to the next. I was so confused. But anyway, science fiction is a name as early. My cup of tea. One star.
Earlier in the week, Muffin Break CEO Natalie Brennan came under fire
for criticizing millennials for not working for free. And people have fired back at her, saying that she has been exploiting workers and people simply won't put up with it anymore. And in a Grub exclusive, we have Nat Brennan in the studio, CEO of Muffin Break.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining
me. Hi, Ben. Can I say, first of all, what a fantastic organisation Muffin Break is. Muffin Break has been operating in Australia for about 20 years, bringing a lot of joy to people in outer suburban shopping centres, bringing a lot of muffin flavours that people in outer suburban Perth hadn't even tried before. Mm-hmm. And that's what Muffin Break can do. I stand by my comments 100%.
And you have brought an associate with you?
I've got here. Well, you know, to throw it back in the face of these millennials and all this Twitter. Here I have Justin, who's from our Perth outer suburb store. Justin has been our muffin employee of the month for about 18 months now. He's our main muffin man. He's a millennial.
Yeah.
And he's as happy as Larry.
So Justin,
yeah, I couldn't be happier. I'm working at Muffin Break. I'm a millennial, and I reckon that all of these other millennials out there, they're just bloody liars and lazy. You know, sometimes think I was born the wrong generation. You know, like get a clue, mate. Get a job. Get work. That's what I do.
So obviously, you being the Triple M, the main muffin man.
Yeah.
You work real hard,
work every day. I work 6-7 days a week sometimes.
Yep.
I don't ask for a handout.
I'm not looking for a handout.
I'm not looking for nothing. I'm coming in there and that's the thing, is these lazy millennials, they're like, oh no, I don't want to work for free. I'm in there working for just a muffin an hour. That's all I do.
So you don't get paid.
I get paid a muffin an hour.
I'll step in here. Justin and Muffin Break have an agreement.
Yeah.
That he signed a contract that meant he got a muffin an hour.
Yep.
For his labour. And as a millennial, he is thrilled about
that. I'm thrilled
that.
About it. I just love it. I love the Muffin Break muffins. That's why I love Muffin Break.
Do you get any muffin breaks?
I don't get to break to eat them, but I store them up, eat them at home. That's my breakfast. That's my dinner every day. Got my breakfast and dinner sorted.
A muffin an hour. What other? I mean, what millennial doesn't want to get a muffin an hour?
You know, and have you had a muffin break? Muffin?
Am I wrong?
They're delicious muffins.
They're beautiful
muffins.
I think
I had one in like 1999.
Beautiful, moist, wet muffin.
I found it to love be them. A dry muff.
Okay. Mm. Well, Justin, he's an example of the muffin ethos.
Yeah.
And Justin loves muffins.
I love muffins.
So, Justin, how long do you work for?
Oh, sometimes, you know, up to, you know, 13 hours.
6 hours.
I work 6 hours. 12
to 6 to 12 hours.
6 hours.
That's 12 muffins.
Yeah.
Six.
Working minimum wage,
mm-hmm.
So that's $20 an hour.
Really?
You could earn, you know.
Justin.
Oh, yeah, but you can't always get minimum wage.
He knows
you can't always get
minimum wage.
No, like I'm just grateful for the opportunity. And I love a muffin. But no, because a muffin there is like, how much is a muffin? It's more than that.
It's $15.
It works out better to me to get the muffins each time.
So with that money that you earned, if you were earning minimum wage, you could possibly buy, you know, a box of muffins each day more.
What's he talking about, Mum?
Just look at me.
You could double a muffin.
You have been given a wonderful opportunity.
Yeah.
To have a muffin.
But I thought about this before, actually.
No, well,
someone said, and that's the other thing is, I don't feel like I should have to call you Mum all the time, because I've got a regular mum.
Yeah, but I'm your muffin mummy.
But
muffin an hour. You know, it's a good arrangement.
Because that's what my mate Darren was saying. He's like, no.
Well, Darren doesn't know.
But
Darren's a millennial.
But
millennials are bad. Look at me.
He works.
Look at me. When has a millennial ever helped you?
Well, they never have. They're
exactly.
Scum.
Exactly. They're scum. But mummy muffin.
But I could get lots of muffins. This man's saying he's
but they're
saying
not
I
mummy's get, like, muffins, yeah. Are they?
No, but
they're not mummy's muffins. The special muffins.
We're talking a baseline job. Minimum wage, $20 an hour.
Justin, no, listen to that.
Any other job, you would get breaks.
He's one of them.
What's a break?
He's a millennial. He's a millennial.
He's a millennial.
Look at him. Get him, Justin. Get him.
Mummy said you're a millennial.
Get him.
I'm as old as a millennial can be.
Bad.
He's a bad boy.
Okay, Justin.
He takes the muffin.
I don't know, Mummy.
He takes the muffins out of the bin at the back.
You're taking the muffins out of the Mummy's bin.
He's one of those.
But you're saying that he's saying that I can make the more muffins than what I'm
making. No, Justin, listen. You look at Mummy.
Who do I trust?
Look at me. Mummy Muffin. Mummy Muffin. Chucky.
I'm going to eat this man.
Eat that man.
I'm going to eat this man.
Okay.
I'm going to eat you. Mummy, don't tease me again, Mummy.
I think we're done here. All of our documents are outlined on the Muffin Break website.
All right. Thank you very much to Natalie Brennan and Justin.
I hate the unions.
Being out here in the wilderness is hard on your skin and hair. That's why I use Jimmy Cream. Slip some on and keeps your hair and skin soft, ready for anyone to touch it.
Y'all mind slopping some of that Jimmy Cream my way?
Jimmy Cream's good for sharing with friends.
Jimmy, get over here and help out with these babes!
All right, Mom! I'm just talking to these nice people about my creams.
Oh, what's going on about your hair?
I do it. I look good.
Am I going to get some of this Jimmy Cream or what's going on?
Jimmy Cream. Share with your friends. Keep away from your mama.
I had a bad incident.
Uh-oh.
At the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Because my dad was sick last week.
Yes.
And so I had to go and visit him in hospital and I encountered an absolute lunatic.
Really?
Really?
So I pulled up in the left-hand lane to turn left.
Mm.
That's where you turn left from, left-hand lane.
Yep.
End of Grattan Street.
Since the dawn of time.
Mm. And a man pulled up next to me in his four-wheel drive and he wound down his window and he's like, "What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing in that lane? Why are you turning?" And I was like, "What?" I like wound down my window. I go, "I don't understand. Like, I'm going left." He's like, "Every day I come here and someone's trying to turn left from that lane," which would imply it's the left-hand lane. Like, if I'm not,
that is,
if I'm not the only one turning left from it, then either or the government's made a mistake or. Whoever looks after roads, I don't know, but, and he's like, just, you're fucking like swearing. He's like, every day people turning left from that lane.
From the left-hand lane.
Yeah. And I said to him, I go, "You are a bad person."
That's good.
That's a really good.
Yeah, it was pretty succinct.
Yeah.
And then he put his window, like I put my window back up and I just could see him in there like screaming. And then as he like, so as the lights changed, he like flew out in front of me and overtook me and then like pulled up ahead and like whizzed into the up on the footpath and parked, right?
Mm.
So I found a park and I was walking to see my dad and I walked past him and I was like, I'm not finished here.
Mm.
And I walked up to him and I go, "What is wrong with you?" And he's like, "What?" And I go, "I'm the person you've just been screaming at out of your car."
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one ever does that out of car walk-up.
Yep.
That's unheard of.
And he was like, "Yeah, well, why are you turning left from that lane? Every day I come here and someone's turning left from that lane." I'm like, "Yeah, well," I go, it's the left-hand lane. I'm like, I'm here to see my sick father trying to find a park. Like, and I And he's like, "Oh, you're not supposed. Why are you doing the wrong thing?" Right?
Mm.
Then I said to him, "Well, what?" I go, "Excuse me, but you're parked on the footpath. Like, that's the wrong thing."
Yeah.
And then he goes, like, at this point, if he had said, "Oh, nah, I'm here to see my wife. She's just been told she's got cancer."
Sure.
I probably would have gone, "Okay, so we've had a bad day.
Yeah.
My dad's had a stroke. Your mum's got cancer. Okay."
Mm.
But he goes, he looks at me, he goes, "Yeah, I have to pick my wife up from work."
Oh.
What?
Oh, mate.
Oh.
Like, I don't know what the unemployment stats are at the moment in Victoria. I don't know. Yeah. There's 5 million people living here, whatever it is, Melbourne, 5 million people. Maybe, I don't know, what? How many are out of work? 4%. So that's most of 4 million people going to work every day.
Yeah. And this is at a hospital, I assume.
In a hospital.
Yeah. I've been to hospitals around Melbourne. I don't know which one you're at, but it doesn't matter. Because
Royal Melbourne.
Public transport hub.
Yep.
Yeah.
A hub, a hive of activity getting in and out via multiple different bus and tram routes.
Heaps of options.
The thing that makes me laugh is that I would love to listen to the conversation he had with his wife where he's
I know.
Yeah.
He's like,
This crazy
woman was in the left-hand lane turning left.
I just can't – I can't wrap my head around – and did you ask him – what lane were you supposed to turn left from?
I don't know.
How I don't understand how that works.
No, I don't know.
I can't figure out.
It's unbelievable. And I go, I'm here to see my sick father and I'm trying to find a park. And he's like, well, good on you. Good luck to you in life. And I'm like, what? And then he's like, well, why don't you come and park here on the footpath? I'm like, no, I go, because that's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah.
That's 100% by law, that's the wrong.
Yeah.
That is the wrong thing to
that
do.
That is really, really.
And even if I'm turning left out of a lane that isn't a lane.
Which it
definitely is.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
And somehow I've gotten that wrong. Me and every single person that pulls up there is getting it wrong.
Uh-huh.
Like, but definitely parking on the footpath at a hospital where ambulances have to come and go, I reckon is wrong. It rocked my world.
Someone, if you know who that is, let the air out of their tires. And just to be safe, if you see a four-wheel drive,
smash its windscreen.
I repeated again. I said, you are a bad person. Because there's nothing else to say about
this. Those are the kinds of insults I really like because it's so honest.
Yeah.
You know, if you go, oh, you're a fuckhead. It's like, whatever. But you're just rotten.
Yeah, rotten.
Bad.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah, see you later. Like, I was.
Ah, well.
So that was, sorry, that was a long one.
You know what else is bad? This.
Holy shit, it's the grub.
Okay, so very excited about this. Greg?
Yes. I have been speaking to my Auntie Carol.
Mm-hmm.
And we have discussed things, and I do admit that family's important and we need to put the past behind us. So Auntie Carol is here with us today, and I'm trying to help her.
Yeah, hello, darling.
Hi.
Thanks for finally coming round to see my point of view, love. And finally falling on your sword and, you know, and admitting that I've been, you know, crucified and had everyone against me and everyone at me.
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, that's how it is, love. And I thank you and I look forward to the apology from both your parents.
Yes.
I wanted to come in today and I've been having a bad time with the casino. I was down at the casino and I'm thinking about taking legal action, darling. And I need to get on record from them, I need to catch them out, love. I want to get them, you know, I know they've been lying and they've been lying at me and they're at me, right? Yep. And I want to get them on the telephone and have you record it and then I can use it in court.
Exactly. So I can't. As I explained to you, Arnie, I can't help you financially, but I do have this podcast equipment and we can help you with this.
I think
phone
you could help me.
Recording.
Yeah, well ups and downs and all your lies and your bank accounts and all that Commonwealth and everything.
So make this
dolomite that I gave you when you were younger and that's grown.
Let's call the casino.
An absolute nest egg.
Yeah. So we're calling. Which casino was it?
It's neither here nor there.
We probably won't publish that on the podcast itself.
Welcome to Crown Melbourne. For hotel reservations, inquiries, press 1. For restaurant reservations, inquiries, press 2.
Which one are you
going to
do?
All other inquiries. For Crown Towers Melbourne, press 1.
Oh, yeah, so this is part of it. This is how they drag you out with all their...
Welcome to Crown Towers Melbourne, hotel reservations.
Oh, honestly.
The quality of service, your call will be recorded.
The... Welcome to Grand Towers Melbourne Reservation. This is Sammy. I start with your name, please.
Hello, darling. Name is Carol. Carol Stevens.
Yes, how can I assist you today, Miss Carol Stevens?
Listen, love, I came there. Now, you've got the buffet, don't you?
We have a buffet, yeah.
Do you have the breakfast buffet, all you can eat, isn't it, love?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
You have a breakfast buffet and it's all you can eat. You're like, you pay your money and you go in and
yes. Yeah, buffet is always like that, yes.
So, all right. And so I came in, didn't I, not long ago. I don't know if you remember me. I have a lovely sort of dress that I wear, purple. It's large.
I don't work in the hotel. I don't work in the restaurant, unfortunately. This is the reservations department.
Yeah, but Lauren, listen. Now, there was a buffet breakfast there. Now, what was the cost of it again?
So buffet breakfast at Crown Towers is $39.50.
$39.50. That's the one. Thank you very much. And you know, I went with my plate and all this, and I got there at what time does it start?
6:30 till 10:30. So, but there is a walk-in price. If you decided to walk in at the hotel, it is $45.
Oh yeah, well that's right. Yeah, that's what I've paid. Yep. In I went. Mm-hmm. Now I'm there having a nice, you know, I'm having a meal. I'm having eggs. I had eggs.
Okay.
I had bacon.
Yes.
I had mushrooms.
Mhm.
I had a hash brown. I had the pancakes out of the machine. Yeah. Okay. I had a fruit salad. Hello?
Yes, I can still hear it, yeah?
I had a waffle.
Yeah.
And oh, there I'm going and eating everything. All of a sudden. Supposed to be all you can eat. All right, comes up to 10 o'clock or whatever it is. People coming out putting lids on things. Buffets closed, they said. Off you go, buffets.
Yeah, because they open from 6:30 till 10:30.
Well, that's not all you can eat, darling. That's not all you can eat. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, all you can eat on that time.
Well, it wants to be all you can eat between so-and-so and so-and-so. Because I walked out of there and I was...
Of course, it's the breakfast time from like 7, 6:30.
Oh, I was starving, darling. I was absolutely starving. I nearly fell over with hunger. Anyway, there we have it. So anyway, the upshot is $45 all you can eat. Okay. All right. Thank you. That's all I needed.
Okay.
All right. All the best.
Thank you. Bye.
What did that prove?
Well, yeah. She's got her on record there. $45 all you can eat. She's admitted it.
You didn't even
it.
Ask for anything for free.
Well, it's a legality that I'll take in consideration when I prosecute ahead.
But I want to just sort of be clear here. You went in for an all-you-can-eat breakfast. You were there for several hours, it seems like.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And it wasn't enough.
In between reading a news, it wasn't enough. And and they looked at me funny and they, you know, and they're at me and everyone's, can I have a free night in the hotel? No. Oh, you know, you're at me. And anyway, I've proved my point there, so.
And you're going to use that recording.
Well,
I'll use it as I see fit.
Okay. As I see fit going forward, okay. You don't know where that's going to come up.
Thanks,
you don't know where I'm going to get, lawyer and all this, and good night, nurse.
Family's important. Thank you.
This squirt's going down a tree.
Yeah, isn't it great? Oh!
Oh, what a great squirt. Oh, I'm loving this. Oh, Ocean Squirt started out bad, but we're having a great time here.
Oh, I love what you're doing with that, Sal. Oh, look at it. It's bounced off the wall. There it goes. It's just fun. It's...
Wait, what's that? Can you hear something?
Yeah.
Sounds like someone crying.
Is it?
It's outside someone, the door. Hang on, let me just open the door here.
Oh, drum.
Drum. Drum. Drum. Oh, drum.
Drom, what's
Drom or Drome or
Drom?
Drom,
what's wrong, Drom?
Why are you crying?
I'm very sorry. I didn't mean for you guys to see me so emotional.
I'm gonna have to step. Drom, I can't understand what you're saying half the time. I can never understand it. I don't know what you're saying.
I'm sorry.
Give him a chance, love.
You know, it's just very lonely. I stay here, I squirt up, and make sure people are getting squirted. But it just, the life of a squirter is a lonely one.
You know, I never really thought about this, you know.
No.
I get so worked up in getting the squirt in me or around me or whatever that I never stop to think about. The squirters who sacrifice.
Right. You're right. Here's me with millions of squirts every day, and not once have I thought, where do the squirts come from and who's generating them? I'm sorry, Drom.
That's Drom.
John.
Drom.
James.
Drom.
Jimmy.
Drom.
Jimbo.
Gerald.
So you're a sad squirter. You're sad.
I'm always the squirter, never the squirty.
Have you got a partner, Ronnie?
Drom flies solo.
Have you ever been in love?
I was once.
What happened?
Oh, that was a long time ago. Oh, Drom.
Yeah.
How I enjoy your company.
You're an angel to me. You're my boy. You're my big daddy boy.
You are the most beautiful man I've ever seen.
I want to rub your bottom.
I'm a killer. And I'm here to kill one of yous dead. Which one? Choose
me. Leave Drom. He's got squirts to offer the world. I've got nothing.
No, Drom.
Not even a family that loves me or a job that I go to.
Drom, I love you.
What are you saying? You're are you Drom?
I'm Drom.
Drom?
Drom.
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 And what's your name?
Drom.
Drom.
Take me. Take me. Drom wasn't built in a day.
Okay, well, I'm going to kill you now with this stick. Stab it in your head. Here we go.
I love you, Drommy. I love you, Drom.
I'm a killer. It's time to get down and get out. See ya.
I just managed to fight him away with a strong and viscous squirt, but in the end, it was too late.
John, that's a terrible story,
Drom,
John.
Drom died in my arms.
Drom.
The only time I've ever been squirted was with blood from my lover.
Oh, what a shitty time to be alive. It's like Batman.
It is a bit, isn't it, darling? Sure.
Except with that, instead of the bad side, squirt.
Can I?
Yeah.
Can I? Drom, you've been wonderful to us here, hasn't
you? Oh, you've been a dream,
you've
Drom.
You've been a dream,
Thank
Drom.
So Drom.
Jen, and I was wondering, would you like it if I squirted you?
Oh, here we go. I'll allow it. Come on.
Let's do it.
Okay. Just hang on. Just got to get in the right position.
Okay, great. Oh, there we go.
Can I get a leg up here? Thanks, John.
Yeah, no worries. Put it on my shoulder there. I'll get your leg.
And I'll get my arms on the wall here. Yep,
there we go. Set him up.
If you swing around, and if you put your head now down and forward as if you're going ahead on a water slide.
Okay.
Like if you're ready to go.
I'm ready.
You like that, John?
It's
Drom?
It's amazing.
Ocean Squirt, we're having a good time today.
Hello.
Auntie Donna.
So, grub of the week.
G-O-W.
Can I please nominate Jordan B. Peterson fans?
You absolutely can nominate Jordan B. Peterson fans.
If anyone saw that episode of Q&A that he was on, where any time he said something, there was just people like, woo, woo. Like people it's sort of like fan level.
Just to frame what Q&A is, for people that don't know, it's a show on Australian television where it's just a bunch of people that think they're smart all jerking off into each other's faces.
Yeah.
That's basically what Q&A
is. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like a lot of young male comedians are popping up as Jordan B. Peterson fans. I've seen photos.
Yeah.
Of them like at his shows.
You want
like,
name and shame?
Nah. I don't have the time. Or the inclination.
But they are grubs.
They're grubs. They're dumb. It's just dumb. It's dumb to read one book like and just go, this is everything in this book is right.
Yeah.
Like it's just that's like a fundamentalist who reads the Bible and goes, yep. Like they've got him on some sort of pedestal. Please, please, for my sake, please read more than one book.
Yeah.
Just read two books.
I cannot. Read a second book. Or three books.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Read a few books.
Please. Even a kid's book.
It reminds me of when I was at uni at the first class, you got a introduction to sociology.
Yeah.
And then at the end of introduction to sociology, suddenly everyone's like, I'm a Marxist now, or I'm this, or like, and it's just like, I reckon stay for the whole 3 years and just have a listen to all the stuff.
I can't sustain another round of young male comedians that have read a book.
Yeah.
About like Marxism or plus, something. They're like, actually what you need to understand is the frame. I'm like, I can't.
Yeah. It's
go to uni.
It's like that time.
Go to
I don't know if you guys remember years and years ago when the Da Vinci Code came out.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, do you know it's actually true the stuff it like Jesus actually had? It's like, fuck up. You just had this one book that everyone's
Dan Brown. One of the worst.
And Jordan B. Peterson is like, yeah, how manipulative. He's dumbed that book down. Appeal to dum-dums to sell books. Mm. Like at the end of the day, he's like
Canadian.
He's
a fucking Canadian.
He's a Canadian. Yeah. He's
the Canadians are a trash people. They're a mud race, if anything.
Yeah.
He's a Canadian millionaire who's manipulated like the dumbest person you went to school with who's now going, read chapter 7 because he's absolutely correct.
Yeah. You got to clean your room, man.
Yeah, it's just and now I can say whatever I want.
My room, so I'll now
take,
I can.
I'll take a gun to the open mics. And they are my nomination for Grub of the Week.
I think they're a very valid nomination. Yeah. I mean,
personally, I would love to see Take a Gun to an Open Mic. I think there are too many Bill Burr impersonators out there at the moment.
I've been known to give the light, having not running the gig or just from the side of stage.
Yeah, flash
like,
a light.
Get off.
Get off the stage.
How do open mic comedians? When I started out, I had like 4 good minutes. Mm. I was lucky to be on stage for 3 to 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Now, just some 14-year-old on a stool with a pint, 15 minutes plus.
Yeah, Jordan I don't B. understand.
There's a lot of like just like 20-year-old dudes with neck beards that are from like Templestowe that just come out and start talking like they're from Boston. They're like, it's Broder.
I just don't understand it. Because I was the same when I started comedy. The fundamental thing I'd be doing, I'd be timing my set. I'd be like, all right, so this is like I have a 5-minute spot. My set is 4:30.
Yeah.
Like I've timed it out. I've written the thing. I've got it written down. I practice in my room. And then there's just people just getting up and just wasting everyone's time.
Ugh. Comedy is grub of the week.
So is CEO of Muffin Break.
Yep.
Was it Natalie Brennan?
Yep. She
telling us to work for free.
Muffin Break is a company in Australia that sells dry muffins. And to be honest, I forgot that they were even.
What's a dry muffin?
It's like a muffin that should muffins should have moistness in them.
Yeah, right.
But these muffins are
they're bad muffins.
When you eat them, it's like this.
Yeah, it's just floury, dry shit. Yeah. Even in the 90s, they were shit, and everyone's. You know, bar for quality in the 90s was super low. And even then you were like, this is fucking rubbish.
And she's wondering why she's going out of business with her shitty, terrible...
Dry muffin.
She said, millennials are entitled and lazy because they won't work for me for free.
Well, I say that I'm going to start thieving from Muffin Break and steal. And I encourage everyone to do as much stealing from Muffin Break as you can.
And, you know,
steal from them.
There's a lot of hate for boomers, but I reckon we blame the Gen Xers this time.
They're not
blameless.
Working for free. Dry muffin sounds to me like something. Mary Seymour might.
It's a bit of a dry muffin.
Thanks, Belly.
It's a follow-up show, The Dry Muffin.
My dry muffin's not working for free. Thanks,
Belly. Oh, yuck. Mary Seymour's grub of the week.
Again? Well, thanks so much. No, I think we've sort of gotten a few things off our chest there, and that is the point of this podcast.
It's free.
It's very self-serving.
Please give to our Patreon subscribe up, and you can get some bonus content. We just dropped some bonus content just for fun.
Yeah.
So sometimes we don't
Shit. Someone left our Patreon because they hate us. Please don't be like that person.
It's but like when you drop a feeling or something with a boyfriend and then they leave.
Yeah. Well, anyway, but we've just started doing something new.
I've got a feeling that drop on you.
It's jealousy. Oh, don't go.
Insecurity.
We started doing something new on the Patreon where if you pay $10 each week, we're like we cut out a lot of us just chatting. And we're now uploading just a lot of us chatting.
It's cut for a good reason.
And no, it's cut. If this is as good as any other podcast that is just chatting, but we've got even more.
Yeah.
So it's like you're getting a whole bonus podcast of just, you know, Ben, Edo and Greg having a chitty chat.
And the new proper bonus episode.
And of all the cut sketches over the last month, that'll be coming out this week as well. So
sign up
to the Patreon. And also tell your friends if you like the grub.
For God's sake.
Tell other people. Tweet about it. Please help. Please. Please help us.
Somebody
please help. Help us. Oh, Lord, help.
In the meantime, look after yourselves. You guys look beautiful out there tonight. Every night. I'm here in this lounge, hanging out, gin-soaked rug, cigarette smoke. Look at you beautiful couple over there. You're stunning. Watch out for the human shit.
That's the grub. In a nutshell.
Watch out.